Track 7, and now more news. A public art installation proposed for a housing development on the edge of Teignmouth will reflect the town's fishing heritage. Stantec UK PLC, acting on behalf of Harrington Homes, has submitted Discharge of Condition 22 application to Teignbridge Planners, which provides details of the first of five installations they intend to place on its Teignbrook site at Higher Exeter Road. One of the conditions of the original planning approval for the 255-house development required the developer to provide Teignbridge with full details of public art installations before each phase of housing is occupied to ensure the works contribute to creating a high-quality, attractive and vibrant place. Each public art installation will be located at a prominent junction on the estate to encourage public interaction and access. The first public artwork is a concept developed by Devon-based stonemason Paul Ellis, which highlights the Teignmouth's historic connections to the fishing industry. The 381-centimetre by 350-centimetre installation includes a bench that provides residents and visitors an opportunity to rest and contemplate, and an information plaque about the numerous fishing boats that sailed from the town in the 18th and 19th centuries to fish for cod off Newfoundland in Canada. Sculptures of a fisherman's hat and boots will tell of his presence, and visitors will be able to follow his footprints carved into the sandstone slabs to an information plaque telling the fisherman's story. The bench will be set among reclaimed sandstone boulders that will provide a permanent reminder of the local geology. Future public art installations on the site will also focus on Teignmouth's identity and are likely to reference landmarks such as the lighthouse near the point, the historic railway, geographic features such as the Ness and local ecology. The discharge of conditions application comes just weeks after the developer submitted an application to remove the affordable housing and community funding obligations included in the original planning approval. The developer said rising costs linked to the technical challenges on site had made the site financially unviable. The firm threatened to halt all work on the development in December unless Teignbridge Planners agreed to its request to waive the Section 106 requirements. However, work on the road outside the site started in January.
Dawlish Cycleway closed for upgrade. The cycleway between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren is to close for 5 weeks for improvement work. Devon County Council says the permissive cycleway alongside Shutterton Brook, Dawlish, from Exeter Road to Dawlish Warren Road will be closed for up to 5 weeks from the 23rd of February. The closure is required to allow surface improvement works to take place. On-site notices are displayed to ensure users of the cycleway are aware of the planned closure. Ladies Miles Cycleway has also been closed intermittently to enable essential vegetation management. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "We appreciate that these works may cause some inconvenience and thank residents and visitors for their patience while this essential maintenance is carried out."
Farm awarded £60,000 for children's programme. A Dartmoor farm is celebrating a 3-year grant from the Worshipful Company of Butchers. Shallowford Farm, near Widdicombe, has received £60,000 cash boost from the London Livery Company to support its continued work showing children from urban London where food comes from. The Shallowford Trust charity was set up in 1976 by the late Elizabeth Brund, MBE, as a lung for the city for young people from the Battersea housing estate. Now it welcomes children from all over the country to the 82-acre Working Hill Farm in Dartmoor National Park. As it celebrates its 50th year, The charity maintains its strong London connection by running residential courses for urban children to learn in a hands-on way where their food comes from and how to connect to the countryside environment. Some children going to Shallowford have never even put on a pair of wellies before, let alone feed pigs and pick veg. The three-year funding support from one of the oldest City of London livery companies, along with our funding from the John Lewis Partnership and National Lorati Heritage Fund, will allow the charity to continue its work helping to make a difference to children's lives. This latest award will also enable the Trust to considerably extend its ability to deliver programmes. Over the 3 years, the plan is to increase the number of school and youth groups visiting the GROW and curriculum-based programme to help children further understand farming, food production and conservation, as well as explore potential careers in these fields. We look forward to welcoming the Master and Chair of Trustees of WCB to Shallowford very soon, so we can show them firsthand the difference their generosity has made. During the funding period, the farm will be running the Farm to City programme, which takes the farm to Battersea to engage with local schools, youth groups and communities. A Shallowford spokesman said, "We welcome this exciting opportunity to work with WCB to help deliver their charitable objectives, as well as to offering fellowship opportunities for livery men to visit and mentor our growing team."
An inquest has been opened into the death of a man in Chudley on Christmas Day. Godfrey Bradford's body was found in a fire-damaged caravan in Marsh Lane, Chudley. Devon and Cornwall launched a major inquiry into his death at the rural property north of the town. Police said at the time a fire had happened but was out when officers got to the scene, and a man in his 80s was found dead inside. They were treating the death as unexplained. Exeter coroner Deborah Archer said Mr. Bradford was a single man who was a retired farm contractor. She said concerns were raised for his welfare and he was found unresponsive in the fire-damaged caravan. His medical cause of death has not yet been ascertained and the inquest has been adjourned to a later date.